This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Sketchy financing for apartments and private markets seems like deja vu. 10 years on from the Great Recession of 2008, you wonder what we learned from the crisis and who really learned it. I mean, really learned it. Here's a couple of scary examples that I'll share in the misery loves company vein. In the who's on first, what's on second vein, get this. The major money center banks, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and six others reportedly met with representatives of the Federal Reserve to lobby against Congress meddling and regulatory backtracking on the Volcker rules, arguing that they wanted to keep them and they had worked, so why the mucking around? When the foxes are saying that the chickens are interfering with them, you know the world of finance and government is upside down. That doesn't scare you? How about this? A Wall Street Journal item on the back pages in the Herd on the Street column pointed out that banks have been increasing their loans and exposure in financing private equity and private credit lines for business in indirect ways that are hard to track. Whoa, Nelly, that's not good. Going farther, they note that loans to non-bank financial companies have been the fastest growing element in global cross-border lending for the past 2 years. There are some $6 trillion in such loans. Non-bank financial companies already define a black hole of largely invisible and virtually unregulated activities with folks like KKR Capital Markets and Jefferies Financial Group. Add to that the fact that many of these loans are also offshore. You got a problem. When you wake screaming in the middle of the night, write those names down and worry about these problems until you pass out again and pretend, along with lawmakers, that this is no problem. But of course, there's not just meddling and shadow financing. There's outright fraud like we saw from mortgage brokers last time around. The biggest investigation of mortgage fraud since 2008 involving the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the Inspector General for the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which is supposed to oversee Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, is looking at a potential heist in multifamily housing that was curiously exempted in the Dodd-Frank rules after 2008. Essentially, Fannie and Freddie have been allowing almost a self-certification system for borrowers of their own balance sheets. One outfit being investigated was claiming cash flow from rented apartments that Freddie didn't inspect rigorously before guaranteeing the loan and getting away with it by putting radios in vacant apartments and other shenanigans to inflate the rental cash flow statistic. Once they get the loan, it can be take the money and run time because, get this, again hidden in a Wall Street Journal article, mortgages with full or partial interest-only repayment periods make up 75% of multifamily loans bought by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in 2017. So sure, this is complicated and way trickier than balancing our home checkbooks, but with the developer-in-chief in Washington ignoring all the fine print of government, especially among his developer tribe, if we're not worried, it may be because we're not paying enough attention. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.